So what I know literally and figuratively is how I see me is not always how other people see me. And how I see you is never the whole picture. Yet I have been prone to making lifelong judgments and arriving at unmovable, unshakable conclusions about you based on a moment, based on a snapshot that doesn't give anywhere near the whole picture. And so I don't want to be judged by my best moment or my worst moment, and so I certainly can't be judged on my best moment. I am all these things at any given time. And so I'll try to touch on some of those bases tonight. My sobriety date's June 30th, 1989, and my home group is the Recovery on the Road group of Alcoholics Anonymous that meets in Nashville on Music Row every Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. And so come see us if you're around. It's a small little meeting. I changed my home group just over a year ago, and me and a friend started this meeting because my home group for over 18 years had been a Saturday and Sunday morning meeting, and I'm just gone over half the Saturday and Sunday mornings of the year. So the group was serving me very well, but I wasn't serving the group very well. So I continue to attend that group, but now I'm able to go make the coffee and sit the chairs up and be a part of that group in a way that I wasn't for a long time. And that's been really fun for me. I tell you, June 30th is my sobriety date of 89. I now share with you the most embarrassing thing I ever share from the podium of Alcoholics Anonymous, and that's June the 29th of 1989. I've been here a couple of days. I've heard the stories that have already been shared. I've talked to some of you one-on-one, sitting up here with Jim. I tell you, there's some bad alcoholics here, and some of you got here just in time, and a few of you not quite. And my last drink was an Amaretto on the rocks. And I am appropriately ashamed of that. At least you now know I didn't know that was going to be my last drink when I took it. You know, that is not the way I would have gone down. Particularly had I known I would be telling that story regularly over the next 28 years. No, I would have been sucking off the neck of a vodka bottle, and I would have gone down in flames and risen like a phoenix from the ashes and had a story to tell tonight that would have had you speaking in tongues. But the truth is, I'm just the poster boy for middle-class alcoholism. And I'll bookend my story with a couple of colorful tales, you know. I used to have a much more exciting story. I mean, it wasn't true, but it was exciting. But here's what I've discovered. It also wasn't useful. And the primary thing of value that I bring to Alcoholics Anonymous, and I think that you bring to me in Alcoholics Anonymous, is the truth about ourselves. And not everybody's story resonates with everybody. What we do is ultimately all share our stories with one another. Sometimes it's from the podium, sometimes it's over coffee, sometimes it's in our home group. But at the end of the day, I tell you about me. And you tell me about you, and it lands where it's supposed to land, and it helps who it's supposed to help, which is why you've got this variety of speakers here this weekend that have a variety of life experience. But again, the 12 steps aren't dependent upon the conditions which brought me here. I don't think conditions cause alcoholism. I don't think tough conditions cause it. I don't think good conditions prevent it. I heard Eric mention that the other day. At some level, he wasn't blaming his alcoholism on his circumstances. I absolutely understand that circumstances could drive someone to seek relief and comfort in alcohol, which would then expose the alcoholism. But my circumstances were pretty middle class. My wife and I had gone out to dinner with three other couples. I was scheduled into a treatment facility on July the 1st of 1989. And I say scheduled because that's exactly the situation. I had been convicted of my 6th DUI a year earlier. We had done a plea bargain agreement. Part of that plea bargain agreement was they cut some jail time off. And if I would go to residential drug and alcohol rehabilitation. I had no intention of stopping drinking. I was not referring to myself as an alcoholic. I'd seen some alcoholics. They got drunker earlier in the evening than me.